Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. Can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening and praise God from whom all blessings flow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we just thank God for another opportunity to share in the study of his all-powerful, all-sustaining word. Good evening to our listening audience. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for you taking the time out of your busy schedule this evening to drop in and be able to share with us as we go forth, hallelujah, in the study of God's word and be in his service. It's nothing like, praise God, being counted as one, hallelujah, that about the Father's business. So we thank God for you tonight. We thank God that you're about the Father's business. We thank God that you have a commitment to the things of God. And it is certainly a time and a privilege. Oh, yes, it is to be able to serve the Lord and to be able to delve deeper into his word and share with others the good news gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to go ahead as we do and usher in the presence of the Lord with prayer and praise. And then tonight we have one of New Season's ministry's very own, Elder Hilton Britt II, who is no stranger to New Season Ministry. He was recently, praise God, ordained as an elder within the ministry and within the church, and we just thank God for him. He is an anointed man of God that doesn't mind sharing God's word, that knows how to get many prayers through, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we just give God all the praise praise for him, and he has a word within his belly that the Holy Spirit has deposited on the inside of him that he has been called to share with us tonight, and we're looking forward to hearing from this anointed man of God. But before we do, as I said, we want to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. Hallelujah. And tonight we're going to hear from Eddie James. I hope this is the song, Breakthrough. And if it's not, it still should be a song of praise. Praise God. So listen and be blessed.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Sometimes
things from heaven above. Oh, yes, he does. We give God all the glory and all the praise. We welcome in his presence. Won't you bow your heads with me as we go to the throne of grace in prayer? Heavenly Father, Lord God, indeed, 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 you are an awesome God. We want to just let you know how much we love you tonight, how much we give you the praise, how much we honor you, because you are so very, very, very worthy of all of our praise, Father. We thank you, Lord God, again for another opportunity to come together with the saints and be able to study in your holy word. Lord God, we ask that you bless the man of God afresh tonight, Lord God. Anoint him afresh. Use his vocal cords to be able to speak forth your word with clarity, with understanding, with anointing. Allow, God, for our hearts, our minds, and our ears to be open, and Heavenly Father, our eyes, the spiritual eyes, to be open to see and to hear what thus saith the Lord. Father, we just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, because indeed you are an awesome God. Now we ask that your word goes forth, as we know that your holy word and scripture says that it would, and let it accomplish what it has been sent and purpose to accomplish. And we will certainly give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I hear you shouting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer of agreement. Well, we're going to go ahead and bring in the man of God of the hour tonight, and that is none other than Elder Hilton Britt II. Good evening, Elder Hilton. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Pastor Constance. Yes, I can. I thank you for this opportunity to share the word of God with the people of God. And thank you, Pastor Jasper, as well. So we give all honor and all glory and all praise to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say in advance, this message is for any unbeliever or anyone who is unsaved in our listening audience this evening, as we are celebrating the Christmas season. We are celebrating the birth of the Savior of all creation and the Savior of this world. For this reason, the Son of God came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost, to offer his life, hallelujah, as a ransom for many. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you are our Savior, our blessed Redeemer. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we give you glory and honor this evening, that you came to seek and to save that which was lost. Oh, we thank God for our blessed Redeemer, who is our high priest, who ever lives to make intercession for us, who laid his life down, who was born as a sin offering, who came into this world to seek and save that which was lost. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are a faithful high priest. We thank you, Lord, that as we think upon you and your great sacrifice and all that you gave, your precious blood, O Lord, as you hung there upon the tree, O God, as you were pierced for our iniquities and our transgressions, O God, and that you were a bloody sacrifice, O God, but by your stripes that we have been purchased and redeemed, O Lord, and reconciled back to the Father God, and been given, O Lord, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, O Lord, we are possessors, O Lord, of a great salvation, O God, that we have inherited. As many as will call upon the Lord this evening shall be saved. And we want to tell you about a great Savior who loved you so much that he laid his very life down, that he shed his precious blood drop by drop, and he was bruised and broken more than that of any man upon that tree, upon that cross, shedding for you and I, that we might have the right to the tree of life, to partake of eternal life. And that is what he has purchased for us. So as we celebrate the gift of Christmas, the greatest gift that could be given, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world, Jesus, who came and has given us the giftings of eternal life. Jesus, the name Jesus, means Jehovah is salvation, and he was the salvation that Jehovah sent. So it is this Christmas season, the most wonderful time of the year. It is the time that we, as Christians, celebrate the Christ of Christmas, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Jesus is the anointed one. Mm-hmm. Jesus means the anointed one. In the Hebrew language, Jesus is the Messiah. So we have two different words declaring that Jesus is the anointed one who has broken the yoke of sin, the one who the Father God sent, who came down from heaven to present his life as a ransom or payment for our sin. Christians celebrate the birth of Jesus during this time. Jesus is the greatest gift that has ever been given because through him we have received the gift of eternal life, the life that is truly life, the life that is perpetual and will never cease. So we celebrate and rejoice our blessed Savior. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, to deliver you from imminent danger and death, to present himself as a ransom for your life, is the Savior who saves from the penalty of sin. Now that is something that we should rejoice about. He has given us eternal life in and of himself as we receive him, as we simply humble ourselves and acknowledge him as the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Do you have someone or something that needs saving? Then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. He will hear your voice, and he will hear your plea. He will hear your petitions. I'm a living witness that Jesus saves. As I look back upon my life and all that the Lord has done for me, down through the years to this present day, I have testimony after testimony of the goodness and the faithfulness and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in not only my life, but in the life of my family. I thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh, he is so good. Oh, he is so faithful. No matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstance, no matter where you find yourself in this road of life, you were never meant to make it on your own. You were never meant to make it alone. You have a faithful servant. Oh, you have the gift that God sent. Oh, the mighty one who is faithful to save, to deliver from imminent danger and death, to deliver from destruction. He is the great shepherd of the sheep, the shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. He is the good shepherd who loves the sheep and calls you by your name. He knows the very hairs upon your head. Oh, he sees you. He knows you. He cares for you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you so much that, again, he shed his precious blood for you upon the tree. There he hung for 6 hours. For 6 hours he was humiliated. For 6 hours he was bruised and afflicted. For that time he did it not for himself, for he was the Prince of Heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father God in all majesty and all glory and all splendor. Oh, he was God the Son, seated in glory and splendor and majesty. But he humbled himself. He took upon the human flesh and took upon the appearance of a man and came for us to reconcile us, to gain, to restore our lost estate, to restore our lost fellowship with the Father God, to reclaim us so we could have a right to the tree of life. So, again, he cares for you. He sees you. He knows you. And he is for you. And, again, all you have to do is a humble prayer to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In your moment of crisis, in your moment of need, in your moment of travail, in your moment of trial, in your moment of adversity, in whatever your state may be, call upon the name of the Lord. He will save you. He hears, he sees, he knows, and he cares for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The Lord saved me from a fatal, from an automobile accident that would have been fatal. But it was a miracle of God that I was delivered untouched.
Amen.
Untouched. Not a hair upon my head. But
Amen.
It would have been sudden death had not the Lord been there for me. I don't know how he saved me, but praise God, he did save me. And I'm here to declare it unto you all, as many as are in the sound of my voice. Oh, he brought me again to a situation in the air, 20,000 feet in the air, over San Antonio, California, medical emergency. I was stopped breathing. But God, showing himself faithful again and again and again, he saved my son from an automobile accident that would have been fatal for him. Praise God. He has been there so many times for my family and myself to make provision, to make a way when there was no way, because he is the Savior. He is the Savior who came to seek and to save that which was lost. The scripture declares that as many as are in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. For the Son of God came to seek and to save that which was lost. Again, if there's anything lost in your life tonight, Jesus is able to help you to recover it all, to restore you, to restore you, and to reclaim and to make all things new for you and for your loved ones. So never despair, never abandon hope, for the Lord is our blessed hope. He is our blessed hope, and he is faithful to watch over his word in your lives by faith. Just trust him. Just call upon him. Simply that.
Mm-hmm.
Just humble yourself. Bow your knee and call up to heaven and ask the Lord to save you. Ask the Lord to help you, whatever the need may be. He hears your faintest cry, and he will hasten. He will hasten and send you help. I declare that he will. I know that he will. Salvation comes from the Greek word sozo, meaning to save, to preserve in one's original state or condition, to deliver from imminent danger and death, to deliver from destruction. And that's what the Savior does. He gives us salvation. He's the author and the perfecter of salvation. He's the source of all salvation. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. So, again, during this Christmas season, we celebrate and magnify the Lord Jesus, who is the Christ, the anointed one who came down from heaven to give his life as payment for our sin.
Yes.
Jesus is the most precious gift that has been given to us. God the Father expressed his great immeasurable love to all humanity because Jesus was and is the very best gift that heaven has to offer. Just imagine for a moment this amazing love that was demonstrated by the Father God and his Son. Oh, what a wonder. What a wonder.
Amen.
He is the glory. He is the glory of God manifested in the flesh. Oh,
yes.
He humbled himself again for us. Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider it equality with God something to hold fast to and to cleave to, but he humbled himself and made himself of no reputation, taking the very nature of a servant when he became a man. And being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death upon the cross. Therefore, the Father God has exalted him and given him the highest place. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven above and of things in the earth below, and every tongue confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
The scripture reveals the great humility of our Lord Jesus Christ when he humbled himself and put upon humanity to save men. This is divine wisdom that caused the angels of heaven even to marvel, that God the Son, the darling of heaven, the Prince of heaven, seated at the right hand of the Most High God, should put upon human flesh and come to this dark domain to offer himself, the Son of the living God, a ransom for the sins of men. Again, to restore us in a right relationship with our Father God.
Amen.
1 Timothy 3:16 declares that beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great, that he appeared in a body, justified or declared righteous by the Holy Ghost, was seen by angels, was believed upon in this world, and was taken back up in glory. My point of view is this, for us to carefully consider the uniqueness and the truly incredible gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that at just the right time, when we were powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yes, he did. Hallelujah.
And again, when we are weak, when we are weak, and we all humanity, at some point in time, no matter how strong, no matter how wise you are, there are things in this life you were never meant to make it through this world by yourself. That's why the Savior came down. That's why Jesus came down.
That's right.
He will carry you. He will keep you. He will provide for you. He is your source for every gifting. Every treasure is hidden in him. He is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He is Jehovah Roi, the shepherd. He is our source. He is a protector. He is a keeper. He is a keeper. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will save you to the uttermost. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Men may leave you. Men may forsake you. But there is one who will stick closer to you than a father, our mother, our brother.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he is. He has called us brothers.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to my God and your God, to my Father and your Father. He was not ashamed to call us brethren. He is elder brother, in fact, who has purchased for us this great salvation to as many as will call upon his name and trust in him. The reality of the Lord Jesus Christ, the ultimate reality in this earth realm. There is none like him in the heavens above nor the earth below. He has no equal. Oh, he is the ever-living one, the all-sufficient one, the faithful and the true one, who cares for us. Amazing grace, he provides for us, and he gives to us abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. So draw near to the great Savior. Draw near to the great Shepherd. Draw near to your great High Priest, whoever lives, to make intercession for you, because he called you by name. He created you and formed you and fashioned you for himself, that you might have a relationship with him, an eternal relationship with him. For he has prepared a place for you, a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. As many as will look unto the Son, as many as will look unto the Lord Jesus Christ, will be transformed by the knowledge of him as he pours forth his Holy Spirit into your hearts, transforming your hearts, transforming your minds with the newness of life. Yes, even the God-type life, the life which is truly life, the life which will never cease. And he will give you, he will give you the giftings of eternal life. And he will bring you, into the kingdom of his Father. And you will walk with him in glory unspeakable. Oh, you must imagine it. You must look to the Holy One. And as we are looking and beholding, I'm speaking to you, the realities, these spiritual realities that you have to see. And you will be transformed and renewed and changed in a moment and the twinkling of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Jesus Christ, the King, the Anointed One, who came and broke the yoke of sin from the souls of men and the sons of men. Jesus Christ, the King, who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, born of a virgin, whose name was Mary, declared to be the Son of God by the Father God, upon whom the Father God declared his love and in whom he is well pleased.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory, Lord.
Yes, we do.
Lord, hallelujah. We pray for everyone in the sound of my voice again, Lord.
Yes.
That, Lord,
yes,
you will show yourself strong and to as many as will receive it this evening, Lord, and draw near to you by the power of your word and by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Draw them unto yourself, Lord God. Meet every need in their lives according to your riches and glory. Show yourself to be a God unto them, Lord, whatever the need may be, Lord. Whatever the situation or circumstance in their lives, O Lord, we call upon you, O Lord, to move, O Lord, to break yokes, O Lord, to manifest healings, O God, to meet needs, O God, O Lord, to heal broken hearts, O God, to strengthen, O Lord, those who are weak and weary, O Lord, to bring encouragement, O Lord, to bring restoration and renewal. And for this we give you glory, for this we give you honor, for this we give you praise with thanksgiving, Lord, for your faithfulness and for your goodness. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, what a word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Elder Hilton, as you laid out for us tonight. You said for those, and this is definitely a word for those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but it's also a reminder to those of us who do of who this Jesus Christ, who this Jesus is. Hallelujah. He, praise God, he went from the beginning to the end. And if after that word, if you don't know Jesus, then something is wrong, because this, hallelujah, we thank God for Elder Hilton being able to identify, to lay out who Jesus Christ truly is. He is the Son of the Living God. He is, hallelujah, the Anointed One. What a great gift, what a reminder, as Elder Hilton shared with us, of this time and this season, that God, he gave the greatest gift to all mankind, and that was the gift of his only begotten Son. Oh, without the birth of Jesus Christ, there would not be any relationship with our Heavenly Father. But God had a plan, hallelujah, a plan of restoration. And when the enemy thought, oh, he thought he had won the victory of separating mankind from God. But God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God had a plan, sent his only, he came to this world in the form himself of human flesh, in the likeness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. You know, I think as Minister Hilton was speaking, I had a reflection and a vision of us standing in a courtroom, standing guilty as charged. Guilty as charged, with a room right off to the right of us, or a place off to the right, with fires of flame. And our penalty was that if we, praise God, if it hadn't been for Jesus Christ stepping in, we would have had to face eternal damnation. Oh, my God. But thank you, Jesus. But, hallelujah, but God, but by the grace of God, oh, if you just only can fathom, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus, that he paid the price for you and me, that we did not have to, hallelujah, pay the penalty, but we stand forth redeemed by, as Mother Pat says, the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we thank God for this word tonight. We thank God for the reminder of who Jesus is. We thank God for the unique gift that God has given to us through his precious son, Jesus Christ. As he came to this earth in the form of a little baby that, yes, Lord, as God humbled himself, as Elder Brett so shared. And Jesus Christ, he didn't have to do it, huh? But he did. And so we give God all the praise. What a time and what a season. I absolutely love this time of the year because it's a reflection and a reminder to the world that Jesus Christ, he indeed is the reason for the season. He indeed is time like no other. When the world tries to remove God from every aspect, from the educational system, from the business world, from government, but God, hallelujah, we as the joint heirs, and we should be able to stand as children of the Most High God to declare to the on the mountaintop that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We in this world needs a Savior. And that Savior, he is Jesus Christ. Praise God. We thank God for Elder Hilton tonight. We thank you, Elder Hilton, for sharing that powerful word and clarion call to the lost. And the reminder of this word, those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to be reminded of this precious gift that God has given to us. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. For those of you that would like to share in this conversation, that has Jesus, do you know who Jesus is? Hallelujah. Do you know him for yourself? As Elder Hilton began to share of the miracle working power of the Lord God in his life over and over again, as God himself has blessed him, as Jesus has shown up and showed out many times on his behalf. Do you have a testimony? Can you tell of the goodness of God in your life? Do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? Has Jesus done anything for you? Hello, the word of God. You can't know. The elderly people, they used to say nobody can tell it like you can. Press 1 on that dial pad. We would like to hear from you. We would like to hear from you. Praise God. Come on and talk to me. Talk about this Jesus. Oh, yes, there's much to say, and it's not time to be quiet. There's much to say, praise God. Mother Pat, caller number 0400, praise God. Hold on, there we are. Amen. Can you hear me, Mother Pat?
Yes, ma'am, and good afternoon or good evening, whatever.
Good evening.
I just thank God for the word, and as I
Amen.
Listen to Elder Brick, you can't help but think, thank God for what
mm-hmm.
he's brought us through. And
yes.
what's so great about God, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. You know, like you had said earlier, they try to take God out of everything. But
mm-hmm.
my God, if God say, I'm going to take my breath from you, where we be? And I was
All
thinking,
right.
I say, they used to have a song they sing about the goodness of God, his goodness
mm-hmm.
and his mercy is chasing us down. Where would we be if it wasn't for the goodness of God? If it wasn't for Jesus coming in into this world and being the light. And I heard Pastor Lisa say about you love this time of the year. I love
mm-hmm.
this time of the year, and I love the light. Because
mm-hmm.
Why I love the light, I'm going to tell you why. Because Jesus is the light of the world. And when
yes,
he entered in, that was a bright star.
That's
and
right.
they directed the three wise men to where he was. And so I relate the brightness of the light as a sign of my Savior coming into this world, and that his light shines within us so that we can go out and shine for him and reaching others to come. Why are you sitting back and not receive such a precious gift that the Father has given unto us, eternal life? And we were sharing, my daughter and I, we were talking the other day. Life is just like a baker. You here today. Used to be, old folks say, you're gone tomorrow. That's not so. You here today, and you could be gone today. And it'd be an awful day to not have accepted Christ into your life so that you can have eternal life, because that eternal life is much longer than having a vapor of life.
That's
he
right.
has so much love for us, so much love, and you can't help but to turn around and love him, because like Elder Brick said, how many times he came close, but yet God stayed the hand of the enemy and kept him here. I can say the same thing, Elder. So many times the enemy tried to take me out, even as a child of suicide. But no, that's not what God wanted for me. He did not want me to get to take my life. You know, sometimes life can throw you a dirty trick. But, you know, even in all the things that you go through, God bring you through for a purpose. I can talk to others that may have that kind of mind and say life is worth living. And as some say, he's worth living because Jesus lives. And you allow Jesus to live in you, you can shine for him and give him the glory. And then the best thing of it all, when it's time, it's all over, you'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come up. Oh, yes.
Amen.
That's what we all striving for, to look upon our Savior one day. Because, you know, without him, we have no hope. But through him, we are people with much hope, much joy, much peace. People without him don't have joy, they don't have peace, and they don't have hope. But we thank God that we got it, because we are in the kingdom of God. All right, I'm going to end that. Thank you, Elder Brett, for encouraging us with God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the precious, precious Jesus.
Amen
and amen.
Amen. God, Mother Pat, thank you so much for sharing in this conversation. Absolutely. Praise God. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. You know, that song that says, you were reminding me of the words that say, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future, and life is worth. Our lives are worth the living just because he lives. Jesus, oh, Jesus, how I love calling that name. Oh, don't y'all get started up in here now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me go ahead and let Associate Pastor Manley in here. Praise God. Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, I'm about to shout with you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God. Hallelujah. And God bless the angels of this ministry, Pastor Whitehurst. And God bless all of those in the listening audience tonight. And God bless Elder Britt for that wonderful, timely word this evening. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It brought to mind the word needful dropped in my spirit. And I had to go to Luke 10:42 looking for that word needful. And it says, but one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Well, what is that needful thing? What is that thing that everybody needs, and it will not be taken away from you when you receive it? And that's the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's to being able to sit at the feet of the Savior of the world, and to give him all your cares and all your problems, and to love on him and let him love on you. That is the needful thing that we need this Christmas. That is what Elder Britt was speaking on, to accept Jesus Christ and as your Savior in your heart. Everybody's wanting something to fill a hole in their heart. And especially at Christmas time, we're all grabbing for the next best thing, trying to get the next beautiful thing that'll make us feel good. Well, it will for a little while. It will make you feel better. I've done that. You buy something, it make you feel good for a minute, a day, a week, or maybe so. But we need that needful thing that they marry here.
Right.
We need that thing that will stay with us all year long, will cover up our problems, will hold, put that hold in our heart, and take that sin away from us, that guilt and that shame away from us, that we can live forever. And nobody can take it. Nobody can take it. They can take your house. They can take your car. They can take some people's lives. But they can't take Jesus from you. No matter how much they talk about you, no matter what they say about you, no matter what people think, no matter what people do, they can't take Jesus from you. And I love that. You got something in this world that can't nobody take away. Like you say, they didn't give him to you. They can't take him from you. But he's all ours. And he should be all yours. Anybody out there in the listening audience, as Elder Britt iterated this evening, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about not wanting and not needing and always got that empty feeling inside of you and wanting to know the answer to your life. You want to know the purpose for your life. Why are you here? What am I doing here? Why do I have to live like this? You don't have to live any kind of way. You can live in victory. I said victory with Jesus Christ. All you have to do is just grab that needful thing, that one thing, that only thing, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of this world. God bless you all, and have a wonderful and Merry Christmas.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Associate Pastor Manley. Hallelujah for sharing in and this conversation and sharing those comments. Yes, you know, you have it where around Christmas time, you may have known of even a child that say, you know, I need this for Christmas. I need that for Christmas. Yes. But really, the only need that you must have is the gift that keeps on giving. You need the gift of Jesus Christ. He is the gift, hallelujah, that keeps on giving. He is a gift that gives love. He is the gift that has given you eternal life. He is the gift that has given you healing. He is the gift that provides you with that peace. He is the gift of grace and mercy. He is the gift that you can call on anytime, day or night. Jesus, you can call on his name. Oh, yes, you can, and his presence is with you. He will never, never, ever, never leave you nor forsake you. As Elder Hilton says, yes, I think it was him, or Mother Pat, one that says he's like he is like that brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. That one that sticketh closer than a brother. He is, and guess what? He calls you friend. So see, if you're wondering, if you're on the line and you're wondering, you know, I got to have time to get myself cleaned up. Oh, you know, I got to be able, how can I come to him like I am? You don't know what I did. You don't know. Well, guess what? He's the one that came to this world. Oh, yes, he did, to save the sin, sick, and the lost. You don't have to clean yourself up. No, you don't. He said, come to him just as he is, just as you are, without one plea. Oh, but that my blood was shed for thee. Come on to the Lord. Come to Jesus Christ. You need to secure, yes, your eternal salvation in him. We just like pilgrims passing through this world. This world is not our home. We have an eternal destiny. And Jesus Christ says, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Choose you. You got a choice to make. You got a choice to make. Are you going to choose Jesus? Are you going to choose eternal life? There's but one way. Through his son, as Elder Hilton shared tonight, that through his son, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. So praise God. We thank God again for
this powerful word. Is there another tonight? Anyone else that would like to share? Hallelujah. Praise God. Call the number 3258 Elder Maddie Green. Come on and talk with me about our Jesus. Hallelujah.
Kids, do you hear me?
I can. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm not going to say much. I just want to encourage our brother, Bolton Brick, for such a powerful laid out plan for the unsaved and us believers. And I heard all of y'all talking about who Jesus is. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to say a few words. I'm not going to get in this stirring that they already done stirred up. But I want to encourage you that I thank God that you gave an invitation, you gave a prayer, and you let them know that when they got everything else, that Jesus is the main source that they need to have, and that within him is something hidden within him, that everything, every source you need is in him. And then you allow them to let them know that they can draw near to a great Savior. They can draw near to a great high priest because he's holy. He can be your brother. He can be your deliverer. And then I listened to Mother Pat and Elder Manny, and I listened to give God glory to Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, their ministry. God bless them. When y'all made me think of a song when y'all was talking about who Jesus is and letting them know there is a plan for them, that they can come there. You know, some plans got hidden agenda to trap you. You were letting them know this plan that God laid out for them, there's no entrapment. Only thing there is pure love within it. So I thank y'all for all of those comments. And I thought of that song where it says, come to Jesus, he will set you free. Come to Jesus, he'll make you clean. Where there's no hope, he'll give you hope. Where there's sadness, he'll give you joy. He will pick you up and turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Come to Jesus right now. So thank you, Elder Brick, and all of y'all for letting them know there is nobody like Jesus. And not only in the season of Christmas, but from January to December. So be encouraged, my brother. Be renewed in strength, and God bless the ministry. God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night, and God bless you as well, Elder Maddie Green. Thank you. Well, we thank God for you, and thank God for sharing in this discussion. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've been talking about the Son of the Living God tonight. His name is Jesus. And before we dismiss off of this line, I'm going to extend the invitation. Elder Hilton, I ask that you get ready because I'm going to ask if you'll close us out in prayer. But before we do, if you don't know Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as Lord and Savior of your life, what an awesome time, an awesome season to make his acquaintance. Oh, he came to this, and he lived, died, and was resurrected for your sins and mine. And when he was resurrected, then the scripture tells us that he went back to heaven to prepare a place for you and me, that where he is, hallelujah, you will and may be also. But guess what? You can't get your ticket to go there unless you have given your life to him. So I'm going to extend the invitation to you tonight. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, all you have to do is very simple. The word of God say even so simple, even a child can understand. You just simply say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I know that you are the Son of the Living God. I know that you came to this earth. I believe that you came to this earth, that you lived, that you died, and you were resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. I'm ready to receive you as Lord and Savior. come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life, and I promise you I will serve you all the days of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, all sincerity and meant it in your heart, we welcome you, my brother, my sister, boy or girl, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. Praise God, at 8:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on December the 11th, the angels in heaven are giving a party on your behalf. Praise God. We just thank God. And if you made that choice, reach out to us either at online at our website or give us a call. Hallelujah. We would love to be able to hear from you. Our website, praise God, is www.newseasonmen.org. Hallelujah. Or you can reach out to us via text, praise God, following the invitation and the announcement that was given tonight, introducing this broadcast. Well, we thank God again, and we're going to go ahead and ask Elder Hilton, praise God, if he will close us out in prayer. Thank you, Mother Pat, Associate Pastor Manley, and Elder Green again for sharing in this conversation tonight. We give God praise for each of you. And thank you, Elder Hilton, for sharing such a powerful and anointed word. My brother, will you close us out in prayer?
Well, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your great love for us, oh God. We thank you for this great salvation wherein we stand as a redeemed people called by your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, led by your Holy Spirit, walking in the reverential fear of you continually, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance, O Lord, for New Seasons Ministries. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Manley. We thank you for Mother Pat. We thank you for Elder Maddie Green, Lord, and for their families and loved ones, Lord, and all that is associated with them, O God. We thank you for your strong hands of protection that surrounds and keeps us, O God. We thank you that they are called by your name, O Lord, and that you are yet watching over your word, O God, in each of our lives to perfect it, to perform it, to keep it and establish it, Lord, that every promise that you have declared over us, O Lord, that you yourself will perform and provide for, O God. Oh, we bless your holy name, for we know that there is none like you, Lord, that you are God Most High, the ever-living one, the all-sufficient one, the God who is the I am that I am. And we bless you, we praise you, we love you. And we honor you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that, again, you continue to watch over your word in each of our lives to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. God bless
you,
and thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And go forth this week and have an awesome week in the Lord. We pray that this time of word and worship has been a blessing to you. And go forth and have a wonderful week in the Lord. Tell somebody that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night, and we love you. God bless.
needed was Jesus. All I had to do was call.